So you can live better than in Rome, at least, than in Athens. And their coats were used as altars for celebrating the holy mysteries of the Mass. That is why, to this day, Mass must always be said over a skull or over a cloth which has in it sacred relics of the saints. Because in the earliest centuries, Mass was always celebrated over the dead body of the saint. And as I celebrate the Mass this morning, there is underneath the silk cloth, under the chalice, there is a tiny section in which I celebrate Mass. And those are the first martyrs, and the first saints, as I say, were practically all martyrs. The apostles were martyrs. The earlier saints were all martyrs. Yesterday we celebrated the feast day of St. Linus, who was the second pope, the pope of Colors of Peter. He was a martyr, the color was red. But later on, as the church expanded, as it became the established religion of the Roman Empire, as millions of people accepted the Christian faith and entered the Catholic Church, the Church learned that it was a mark of sainthood not only to die for Christ, but also to live for Him. That in fact it might even be more difficult to live for Christ than to die for Christ. And so there began to arise confessors, saints who confessed Christ and who lived out His life amongst their fellow men. We all of us know of many saints of that time who have shown forth in their own lives the blasphemy of the Lamb of Christ. For example, St. Francis of Assisi, that sweet, lovely saint who lived in central Italy 8 centuries ago. What life has ever shown forth more the beauty and the simplicity and the love of Christ than you? St. Therese, the little flower, who lived even in this century of ours, in her little convent in Lisieux in France, she showed forth the simplicity, the beauty, the love of Christ. And down the centuries there have been many of these. Thousands of them, tens of thousands of them, who have illuminated this weary world of ours, and who have shown forth here in this world the light of God. But this morning, as an example of sainthood, I want to take one of the greatest saints who ever lived. I want to meditate on his life and his virtue. And the saint that I have chosen to take is a saint we are all familiar with, St. Peter, the chief of the apostles of Christ. St. Peter had the tremendous advantage of living with Christ in the flesh. He could see Christ with his eyes here in this world. Peter sat down for rest, and he cried. Thank you.